Chapter 4. Better is childlessness with excellence, for immortal is its memory, because it is acknowledged both by God and by men. When it is present, men imitate it, and they yearn for it when it is gone. And throughout the age, it marches crowned in triumph, victorious in a contest for unsullied prizes. But a prolific multitude of impious men shall be of no avail, and none of their illegitimate offshoots will strike deep root, nor take a firm hold. For even though their branches flourish for a season, they are unsteady and shall be rocked by the wind, and by the violence of the winds uprooted. Their twigs shall be broken off untimely, and their fruit shall be useless, unripe for eating, and fit for nothing. For children born of lawless unions, when they are examined, are testifiers of the wickedness of their parents. But a righteous man, though he pass away early, shall be at rest. For the age which is honorable comes not with the passing of time, nor can it be measured in terms of years. But mindfulness is the gray hair for men, and an unsullied manner of life the attainment of old age. He who pleased God was loved, and he who lived among sinners was taken up, snatched away, lest malice pervert his mind, or deceit beguile his soul. For the fascination of malice obscures what is beautiful, and the whirl of yearning transforms the innocent mind. Having become perfect in a short while, he reached the fullness of his long career. For his soul was pleasing to the Lord. Therefore, he sped him out of the midst of wickedness. But the people saw and did not understand, nor did they take this into account, that grace and mercy are with his elect ones, and that he cares for his sacred ones. Now a righteous man who has died condemns the impious men who are alive, and youth swiftly passing away condemns the many years of an unrighteous man grown old. For they see the passing away of a wise man, and do not understand what the Lord purposed for him, or why he made him secure. They see and hold him in contempt, but the Lord laughs them to scorn. And afterward, they shall become dishonored carcasses and an outrage among the corpses throughout the age, because he shall strike them down speechless and prostrate and rock them to their foundations. And they shall be utterly laid waste and shall be in grief, and their memory shall perish. When their sins are counted up, they shall come with terror, and their lawless deeds shall convict them to their face.